Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Movement Radio. I am Chip Hazard.
I'm Talon Williams.
I'm Roger Sierra.
I'm Loso.
I'm Roy.
For those that don't know, Roy is the owner and operator of Plus Ultra Coffee, located inside Bradley Square Mall in Cleveland, Tennessee. Rory, how's it going today?
It's going pretty good. Just wrapped up some inventory. Mondays and Tuesdays are my off days, so probably the days that I'm the most chill.
Definitely can understand that.
Yeah.
We thought we'd have you on today and just kind of have like a generalized anime conversation with the guy that owns an anime-themed coffee shop.
And the pressure is on.
Yes.
Yeah, we're about to just judge you for all the knowledge you don't know of anime.
Hey, that's half my client's base.
So dumb.
One of the pastimes at my shop is just asking anime questions that stump me.
Like, I don't know why all of them expect everybody to know everything about anime at all times.
Right.
We ain't got 465 hours to watch all these anime, especially right. Bad animes.
I'm sure there's some out there, right?
There's plenty of bad
there's
anime.
A lot out there.
There's literally thousands of anime.
Oh yeah, there's new ones almost daily.
Right.
So Rory, what is your current go-to anime?
Ooh, so I just caught up on One Piece. That was
a lie. You can't catch it.
That's true. Well, I mean, Oda's having to go on hiatus, so that gave me a chance to catch up.
Yeah.
So as far as like stuff that's current, One Piece is my go-to. As far as like all time, Yu Yu Hakusho is my favorite.
There you go.
Okay.
That's the right answer.
That's the right answer. I mean, not bad. I am definitely not caught up on One Piece.
No, never will be.
I never started on it yet. I haven't started on it yet. So I played the video game though. So I mean,
what about you, Los? Yeah.
I've not started One Piece. I know of it. I just not started it. I know it's like 1,060 episodes.
1,143 at this point, I think.
There's 1,063 at this point.
1,063. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. So does that mean there's more than that? I mean, we count the movies, I guess.
You can just add shit now.
Seven movies?
So, but you can get away with like skipping the first three arcs because of the movies, because they have one for the East Blue, Alabasta, and Skypie. And animation switches to a 16:9 formatting after Skypie. So if you use the movies, you can skip right to the good part.
Oh, I wish I knew that before I started watching it, because I've been suffering through this old hard parts. I hear that the first three arcs are the hardest parts to get through, so
yeah that's probably accurate. There's a one arc like post time skip that's kind of slow in my opinion, but after that it's pretty easy to keep watching.
See, I'm trying to get to that part where it's easy to watch, because it ain't been that easy to watch through these first few episodes. Or I'll say first like 60-something episodes I'm into.
Oh, yeah. So just finish East Blue, because it sounds like you're almost done with it. And then watch the movie for Alabasta and Skypie. And then after that, you're going to be at Water 7, and which is like debatably the best arc in the pre-time skip.
Yeah, I saw something where people said that that was probably in their top five arcs in general. So, like I said, I've been trying to do this One Piece thing. It's just not working out so far.
Right. So also, Roy, you said Chip just asked the question of like which current, what got you into anime? Like, when did you like first become a fan of it?
Oh gosh. I mean, I was watching Dragon Ball Z on Toonami when I was like 4 and 5 years old, and Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh, Beyblade, like all that stuff that we had like back in like late 90s, early 2000s.
How old are you, Roy?
Oh, I'm 29.
Okay, so we're about the same age.
Oh, man, yeah.
We're about the same age. That's fine. All right.
So you're Barney era.
Barney?
Barney era. Because that's what you are. That's what you remind me of, because you're about his age.
I mean, he's only 2 years Barney younger, era. So.
Yeah, that's the Barney era.
I mean, the Barney era.
Barney.
We're the Power Rangers era.
I can give you that.
I'm considerably older and I'm still part of the Power Rangers era.
Nah, bro, you G.I. Joe Transformers.
No, I did watch G.I. Joe and Transformers. Hush your mouth.
Yeah, you guys can have the old Hasbro crap.
Hey, without G.I. Joe's Transformers and Voltron, there would be no Power Rangers.
That's definitely a lie.
Especially
Super Sentai says otherwise.
Voltron. I'm telling you, Voltron. That was the original.
Definitely not.
There's no Megazord.
Take five. Take five. Put them together.
Yep.
Ultraman was before that.
Gundam was before all of that, wasn't it?
Yeah, Gundam was before that too. No, Ultraman, I think, is the first original.
But Gundam wouldn't put five together to make one.
Nope, and neither did Ultraman.
They were just suits.
Ultraman definitely did. Ultraman definitely was the five secrecy.
I can't argue with that one because I didn't watch that. So
it's so out of, it's so bad. I like that old stuff. The thing that Ultraman is still going on to this day, brand new, is ridiculous to me.
That really is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, Ultraman is a continuation, like, still going on. Like, that's probably, like, the longest-running Japanese show right now.
Wow. That's new to me. I did not know that.
So, Rory, what made you decide to, A, open a coffee shop, and B, make it an anime-themed coffee shop?
Okay, so my background actually would not suggest that I would have done this at all. I graduated, like, in the height of COVID with a natural chemistry degree, and the only, like, job I could find, like, utilizing my degree would have been teaching, which didn't sound like very much fun, like, pre-COVID, but it sounded horrible, like, during COVID. So while I was figuring out what I was going to do, I was just like selling my like own personal collection of like anime collectibles and was like crushing it. So I was like, well, maybe I'll do this for like a career since it's doing so well. And then once people's stimulus money started drying up, that slowed down a lot. But I had worked coffee shops to get myself through college. So I decided to like combine the two ideas. And that is where the idea of Plus Ultra Coffee came from.
And why Plus Ultra as opposed to any other anime? Because Plus Ultra is, you know, definitely from My Hero Academia, right?
Right. So My Hero Academia is one of the most like recognized amongst like the younger generation in Western culture.
Okay.
So it was a safe bet for people to kind of be able to like connect the name to my shop to its anime theme. But then it's got another layer to it because Plus Ultra is Latin for like to go beyond. So it kind of like appeals to both like your anime nerd, but also kind of like your book nerd as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And we do have to say that his coffee is delicious.
The Black Clover is the best thing that I have tasted coffee wise in I can't tell you how long.
The London Fog, the damn Earl Grey with the vanilla in it. Yeah. probably one of the best teas I've had in a very, very long time.
Sweet. I appreciate that.
You literally got Roger to stop a year-long caffeine fast
right
because of your coffee.
Were you
able to get back on it? Or
I drank some for the convention, to go to the convention, but I've still been taking a break. I don't crave it, and it doesn't bother me, and it doesn't even energize me either. I don't know why I do that. It's probably a habit still, but I mean, the coffee's still delicious there. Definitely have fun, and we can't wait to go by again here soon. And I don't know if Chip's talked to you about some ideas we've had about going there too. Okay, cool.
Yeah, a few, but you are more than welcome to run some more by him.
Well, I don't know which ones you told him about.
Start from the beginning. Do your thing.
Anime karaoke, of course. Definitely do a karaoke night there. That'd be fun to do.
Yeah,
that would be fun. That'd really fit the theme too, because I'm pretty sure karaoke in general like originated in Japan, didn't it?
Yeah, that's why they're so big in it. That's why I want a karaoke bar. What else do we have for? I gotta go through the list again.
Here's a general question for everybody while Roger's trying to figure out what he's doing. Which anime character do you find the most relatable to you? And why?
Oh,
well, I guess you should start, sir, since you asked the question.
Nope.
No. You got to give us the example.
Nope.
You got to give us the example.
You can't. No. You always answer your questions last. So
that's different.
There ain't no damn different.
Different. I'm trying to think. Which anime character do I best relate with? I want to say probably Bruno Bucciarati from JoJo Golden Wind.
Okay, why him specifically?
Because of how his loyalty and dedication to his close groups of friends, how he always makes people better, and how he's always trying to be better even though he's in a bad situation.
All right. Rory, where are you sitting at? You still thinking?
I think that just like off the top of my head, I'd probably go with Bakugo from My Hero Academia. Just because like I think that he can be like perceived as rude, and like I sometimes have trouble with a filter. No coffee pun intended there, but but like ultimately like has everybody's like best interest in mind, like while he's trying to do what he's trying to do, and like works hard to like keep up with like the hacks that's all for one, or one for all.
So you had the same thing. I couldn't even remember which one it was.
And then Roger does crazy. That.
I don't know why, and it's so simple. I should know exactly which one it is, but it drives me crazy. Yeah.
Talon, you got one
from what you've seen so far?
Maybe Deku from My Hero Academia. It's almost like, especially in like the first couple episodes, it's almost like he was like the only one that didn't really have a quirk, you know, and it was almost like he was always constantly trying to prove himself, and he always felt like he was always trying to catch up to everybody in some respects. And I can relate to that in a lot of ways, because a lot of times, sometimes I feel like I'm trying to catch up to everybody else, you know, in some respect, you know. So I'd say maybe Dick.
Okay. Los, you got one?
Well, a character that I would probably be
relate to.
Yeah.
I say Vegeta.
Got the hairline for it.
Well, I mean, the aspect of him being like a douchebag and a jerk and whatnot, to, you know, kind of changing over and whatnot. Like, I've had to learn to kind of do that in life. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some wild ass stuff in my lifetime, so I've had to learn how to change and grow up and whatnot.
Okay. For me, it would probably be Asta from Black Clover. Like, he was kind of the, you know, he's from a village of nobodies, and he's fought his entire life to be somebody. You know, in the show, he wants to be the Wizard King, which is the highest in all of Cloverland. And, you know, I feel like that's kind of me. You know, I mean, I'm from a village of nothing, and, you know, currently fighting with Movement Radio to make it the best, you know. So
right. That makes a lot of sense. I got a question for the group. If you can recommend any anime to someone who's never seen anime before, which anime would you recommend?
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho. Okay.
Yep.
Loso, what about you?
I guess it honestly depend on the person.
I mean, like,
anime.
One you would recommend to anybody.
Yasha.
Yasha. All right. Roy, what about you, man?
My go-to's for like beginners is a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood or a Cowboy Bebop, because I feel like they're not as tropey as some of the other stuff. And I think it's often those tropes that kind of like act as like that barrier to entry for people.
Yeah.
I would say so. What about you, Chip?
And my go-to is always, if somebody's never seen an anime, I always recommend Dragon Ball, like the first series before they switch over to Z. I always recommend that, because it's very linear, and you learn who the main character is right from the jump, and you follow him, you know, through his journeys to become the best.
That's a good one. Mine's probably a little bit more recency bias, but I mean, I would say Demon Slayer, for the simple fact that, you know, my wife, who again doesn't really watch that much anime or any anime for that matter, the fact that she got hooked on it and she enjoys it, that kind of says something right there that, okay, this show's good, you know, that literally anybody can sit down and watch it and enjoy it. So I would recommend Demon Slayer to people.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm looking over the list of questions that you sent me, Raj, when we go to the conventions and we do the man on the street interviews. I actually found that list. That's why I sent you that dice. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. I hit my mic and I was scared that my wire got cut loose or something.
You broke it.
I broke it. Yeah. Hey, at least it wasn't the boom arm this time. Okay, here's one. What's something about anime that you do not like?
Always having to do fan services. Even fucking Demon Slayer did it this season.
For season 3?
Yep.
Okay, no spoilers. What about you, Loso?
When they have like probably about 20, what you call those side stories, the fillers. They were like 20 filler episodes back to back to back. That gets a little too much. It looks too tedious.
Okay, it makes sense. What about you, Roy?
For me, it's the fan service as well, especially like having this coffee shop and like having to make sure that like I keep it like family friendly. It'd be a lot easier if it didn't have all that in.
Right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of animes you can't show.
Would that be your answer also, Chip?
No, mine's fans in general. And the reason I say that is because you get people that are so like, this is the greatest anime of all time, And then you got that fighting, like, this is the greatest anime of all time.
The political aspect of it.
Yeah.
No, like, they're thinking theirs is the best no matter what all the time.
Well, yeah, that's what you call the political aspect of it. They do it in everything. Every little whatever you're into, it gets to be that way. And it gets to be really annoying. I get that.
Yeah, I would say, definitely fan service and fan. Especially when you have like fan interactions, especially where it was like, why are you wearing a Dragon Ball Z shirt? Don't you know that's the most overrated anime of all time? It's like, okay, just because that's your opinion, who cares? You know what I mean? I mean, if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. Like, you know, in the famous words of Brian Silverback's, don't be a dick. You know what I mean? So
it is overrated. Just because we enjoy it doesn't mean it's not overrated.
Well, I mean, but again, that's subjective. I mean, anybody can say, you know, that anything is, you know, but again, it's all about how, I guess just depending on, and again, it's individual also.
Well, it's just like me, for instance, I hate My Hero Academia. I'm not going to lie. I think it's stupid. My daughter loves it. I don't care for it. I think it's dumb. I've tried watching it over and over and I don't care for it.
Because she's got
But that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't bash nobody for liking it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these guys like it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. That's them. It's just not my taste.
Right. How do you feel about that, Roy, when it comes to, like, I guess, infighting within?
I think that it's kind of unavoidable for me, like, as far as, like, being around it. Basically, if I have two people, even if they're friends, that walk into a shop, once they get to, like, looking at all the different artwork on the walls, some sort of topic comes up that usually ends up having the phrase, but could they beat Goku? I think that now that anime is a little bit more mainstream and that lots of people like it, and that there's just so much of it, like, whereas, like, even like 15, 20 years ago, we were limited to like 6 or 7 to, like, build kind of our fandom around. I think that it's not as bad, and I think that it's moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
We were just having a conversation this weekend with some people at Ranger Stop about the guy wanted to do a Dragon Ball convention. And we were trying to say, you know, that's probably not a good idea because that's just going to create a whole whirlwind of toxicity in itself, you know, because you've got the people who are like pro Goku and think he's like the greatest anime character ever created and, you know, nobody can ever beat Goku no matter what, whereas, like, I personally think Goku is a villain in the series.
He's a deadbeat dad.
I can't say he's a villain, but he's not a good protagonist.
He's a deadbeat.
He's not a good protagonist.
Here's why I say he's a villain. This man literally, like, gave the, at that point, the most powerful enemy that they had faced, a Senzu bean, and was like, here, go fight my son. Like, that's shit a villain would do. Like, he had the opportunity and ability to defeat Cell right then, but no, he's like, here, take this Senzu bean and become powerful, you know, all the way back to your you know, full strength. And here, fight my son. Like, no, fuck that.
That's how you feel about Goku.
Don't forget he kills his own friends, sacrifices his family, all just so he can fight somebody.
Also, he hired an assassin to try to take him out so he could see if he was strong enough to defeat him. Like, come on.
I mean, him trying to do his own suicidal mission, that's his problem.
That's crazy.
I mean, how do you feel about Goku, Rory?
I like Goku in the sense that, like, I think without Goku, that we wouldn't have gotten, like, Naruto and some of, like, our newer protagonists. But I do think that we, like, let nostalgia kind of inflate Goku to more than what he is. And I think that, like, all of your, like, next generation big three and, like, even these current protagonists have a lot more depth to them than Goku did.
I definitely can see that.
I mean, Goku, like I said, Goku's not a good protagonist. He has no personality except train and be stronger. Like, and he doesn't care about his family, doesn't care about his friends, just wants to beat the next strong guy. And is willing to do anything to beat that strong guy.
Have y'all watched Dragon Ball Z Abridged?
Yes.
Yes.
That makes him better.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I think that more or less conveys Goku's personality, but in a more entertaining way.
Yep.
So I see you mentioned Naruto. Have you watched Naruto all the way through, or?
I have. I skipped the filler because when I got around to watching it, that was an option. But it makes it a lot quicker to watch, too.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, see, I watched all 800 episodes.
I usually tell people just to literally skip Naruto in general and go straight to Shippuden.
I feel like you need it, at least until, like, he fights Sasuke. Like, after that, then you can, but...
I mean, they recap a lot in the beginning of Shippuden.
So, Roy, you made mention just a second ago about a big three.
No, it's not a big three.
Well, there's conflict there. And that's why I say that. What, in your opinion, is the original big three?
Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach.
Yeah, that's a definitive big three. These new generation kids wants to make a new big three, but they at least know what the big three are.
So the reason I ask that question is because I was reading an article earlier, and the big three was minus Bleach, add Dragon Ball. It was... The big three that they mentioned was Dragon Ball, Naruto, and One Piece.
Doesn't make sense. We're naming the same generation.
I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying, like, that was a piece that I was reading.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that, like, those three that I mentioned got their name not because of the animes, but because they carried Weekly Shonen Jump for several years.
At the same time.
Yeah. No, I don't doubt that. So now, coming off of that, you mentioned a new big three. Do you think there is a new big three? And if so, what are they?
Gosh, I think that there's just so much more competition now than there was back then that it would be hard to, like, pick a new big three. Just because, I mean, like, I could think of, like, four top competitors right off the top of my head with, like, Demon Slayer, Black Clover, My Hero, and Jujutsu Kaisen. So even, like, as much anime as I watch, it would be hard for me to throw one of those four out from being equals with the other three.
You can throw Jujutsu Kaisen out, it's fine.
No, My Hero, you can get it.
See what I mean?
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen Jujutsu Kaisen yet, so I don't really have an opinion on that one. So
I'm still suffering through it.
Now,
you're crazy.
So you say shit like that, it makes me not want to watch it because, you know, because...
I don't listen to him.
I'm literally... It's 24 episodes in the first season. I'm 16 episodes in, and I'm so bored.
Really?
Okay. Yes. That's your opinion, though. Don't listen to him.
It is. I don't know what I'm supposed to be happy for, excited for watching it still to this day.
Okay. Interesting.
It gets better. Just keep watching.
All right. Well, Roy, I got another question. And this is also a group discussion, too. Might lead to angry words, but what was the one anime? Hold on. What was the one anime that let you down?
The Jujutsu Kaisen.
Dragon Ball Super.
Even though it's just getting started?
Just getting started.
I don't have the most popular opinion on this.
Getting another season coming out.
I think that, not that either were good, but I think the GT is better than Super.
Did you see Roger's face?
Oh, I got you and Roger simultaneous on the screen. And
I don't know about that. Like, I don't like Super, but blasphemy. I don't know about GT being better. That's
GT did give us four. That's about it.
So, Rory, what in your opinion makes GT better than Super?
I think that it's a little bit. I mean, Dragon Ball, and just as a franchise, goes crazy with the power scaling. But I think that it does a little bit better job of, like, keeping that, like, consistent. I mean, Super, like, Goku's going, like, back and forth between, like, Super Saiyan and Super Saiyan Blue. Like, I think at one point he was fighting Gohan in his Super Saiyan Blue form, like, quasi, like, on par. GT, though, like, Super Saiyan 4 is distinctively, like, stronger than, like, pretty much everything else, like, up until, like, Omega Shenron. Whereas, like, Super, like, who knows what's going on, like...
So you didn't care for the Tournament of Power?
I mean, I liked it, but, like, it just didn't really make, like, a lot of sense to me.
It was just an excuse for them to create more stronger villains and some random way to beat them.
So, I will say, have you watched the movie?
Which one?
There's, like, three of them.
The last one that just came out.
Superhero?
Yeah, I did watch that, but that even, like, adds a little bit more fuel to, like, my fire on what's wrong with Super, because like allegedly Piccolo Orange and Beast Gohan.
I didn't care too much for that movie. I was just like, man, y'all are doing the most now.
It is weird. I don't know why they do what they do.
Cell Red, like...
That was so Max.
I don't know. I feel like they rushed it.
Is it even canon or no?
Superhero? Yes.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it is canon.
So, does that mean Piccolo's going to have a new form now?
Yeah, the whole goal of the movie was, like, to make Gohan and Piccolo relevant characters again. I think they're trying to make it so that it's not just, like, Goku and Vegeta's coattails carrying the series.
They should have thought about that a while ago.
Well, they should go ahead and give a Broly arc. I mean, it's been forever that everybody's been waiting on a Broly arc. Oh, we got our movies.
What about you, Chip? What anime let you do?
Fuck. Where do I start? I mean,
start from the beginning.
I've tried so many that people have recommended, and I'm just like, no. Like Death Note. Death Note was terrible. I mean,
don't make fun of Talon's favorite anime.
Roger. Let me tell you that.
That's just the first one off the top of my head.
Death Note to me, like I liked the concept behind Death Note, and I was with it all the way until almost the last couple of episodes, and that last episode just pissed me off.
A lot of animes are known for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Roger was like, just Talon, you just watched it. Be careful. I'm telling you, you don't want to. All right, I got it. And then I watch it, and I'm like, this son of a bitch. I should have listened. I shouldn't have watched that. I shouldn't have fucking watched this last episode, you know?
Well, And I think what makes Death Note even worse is you have fans of it, you know, and nothing against them, but they want to dismiss the ending of the series and be like, well, but everything else was great. But no, like the way it ended just diminished the rest of the series, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. You know, I mean, I will say it to this day, Light went out like a bitch. You know, am I lying? Like he said straight at the Ryu tells him, you know, this is your Death Note now. You know, it's in your hands. I mean, yeah, you can give it away if you want to. You know, I'll just erase your memory and that's fine. You know, like what Roger was talking about, we talked about it like a couple months ago, that Light was smart to write down, you know, his memories in another Death Note. So, I mean, yeah, it kind of made him more smart. But like what we talked about just recently, last time we were actually at Plus Ultra, that final scene where no words were said, but no words needed to be said because he just turns around and his eyes are glowing red. And it was like, yeah, this motherfucker, like, you know, and then Ryu just sitting there just eating an apple. Like,
you knew. Rory, what are your opinions of Death Note?
I like Death Note up until L is no longer on it.
Yep. So you like the first arc, but not the second arc?
Correct.
Where Nier took his place,
which also that it gets so convoluted at that point between L and with all that happening, Nero and everything like that. Just
that was like middle of season two, though, wasn't it? Wasn't like middle of season two or was it early?
Pretty sure it was.
I know it's season. No, I'm trying to think of when in season two would happen. I can't remember if it was like in the middle of season two or if it was a little bit earlier. I want to say it was in the middle of season two when.
Well, I think doesn't season Light one end L. when? I was gonna say, wasn't that when season one ends when he kills him?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I can't remember if it was.
Dude, I've not watched it in like 14 years.
Golly,
that's been a hot.
No, he kills his father in the middle of. He kills his father
in the middle of season one.
In the middle of season one, yeah.
He also kills that other detective's wife who finds out it's him. Like after she just talks to him for 1 second, makes no sense.
And
they just literally just kill off within 10 seconds of the episode.
Yeah, yeah. And what was one of the guys committed suicide. I can't remember which who was it. Was it?
Yeah, again, 14 years. Kind of hard. I don't remember names like that.
One of them committed suicide. Mikami or something. I can't remember exactly what his name was. I know it starts with letter M. I just can't remember. But yeah, I mean, the whole thing, I was okay with it. Last episode happens and it ruined it. Like it ruined the whole series, you know, and it's kind of like the movie in which, like, I mean, you kind of knew the bad guy was going to win anyway, but it was like, I think they could have done it better, I guess, but I don't, that'd probably be my hot take, I guess, is that Death Note is probably the most disappointing anime I've ever watched, you know, that I have watched. I'm sure there's more disappointing anime out there that I just haven't seen yet. So, but for me, Death Note's definitely the most, you know,
For me, my real honest like answer has to be, I mean, currently it is Jujutsu Kaisen, but Attack on Titan. I don't know what it is about MAPPA and their animes. I just can't get into them.
Yeah, because you explained it in a weird way that like the humans are fighting the robots, but the robots are also fighting the robots and the machines or the giants. I'm sorry.
Titans.
Or the Titans. Yeah. The Titans are fighting the Titans, but the humans are also fighting the Titans. So
certain people can turn into Titans with a bloodline thing or ability to gain just convolutedness here or there. Then there's the father of Titans who found out because he like found his woman who could become Titans after a certain way and gave birth to kids and everything like that. And he used her power to take over the world. And he's able to turn other people to Titans. But there's also another Titan that can do that and fight other people who have Titans, make them take away their Titan powers.
Y'all catch up listening?
Oh, yeah, that's how it's been described to me from an actual person who's a fan of it. So
yeah. What do you guys think is, in your opinion, your personal most underrated anime that more people should watch?
Oh, my favorite anime of all time, Scryd.
Scryd?
Yep. It's spelled S-Cry-ED.
Okay.
And it's literally just an anime. It's like 24 episodes. And it's literally just about this incident happens and it gives people certain abilities and the government wants to eradicate that area and they use those some people with abilities to get rid of the other people's abilities. And it's pretty much just like a social commentary thing of like the poverty, like the government against the poverty people and everything like that. But it's a pretty cool overall story because it's just got super cool fight scenes and cool abilities in general.
Yeah. What say you, Roy?
This one's still pretty mainstream, but Assassination Classroom.
Yes. Hey,
Talon.
Yes. I love Assassination Classroom. I love it, man. And shout out to my boy Reese for putting me on to it, man. You mentioned it, Roy. What particulars do you like about Assassination Classroom? Like, what makes it different for you that makes, I guess, drawn to want to watch it?
So I think that the comedy for it just does really well. Like, it doesn't really, like, lose its humor, like, in translation. Like, I feel like some of the jokes kind of slip by me on other anime. Yeah. And it might be because it's more particularly like a comedy rather than your normal shonen that just has some jokes thrown in here and there.
Yeah.
Like, my son watched it with me up until episode 4, and I'm like, you can't watch this anymore. you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The shed scene,
yes. What's going on in there, Daddy? Don't worry about it, son. Just go back to watching My Hero for right now.
He was having a good time.
He was having a good time.
She was having a good time.
She was having a good
time. She hit that high note, that Mariah Carey. Yeah,
there you go.
Los, what do you say? What do you think, in your opinion, is the most underrated anime that people should watch more?
I don't know. I watch a lot of different ones, so I don't know which ones.
He's a Netflix anime guy.
Negative.
You watch Vinland Saga, what you talking about? Get out of here.
I don't even have Netflix.
You watch that? That's a Netflix anime, though.
But I watch, so is Black Clover.
No, it's not.
No. But the movie's Netflix.
They are now.
Movie is, yeah.
Oh, man.
Then there's, what's the other anime, Netflix anime you watch?
You watch that basketball one. That's a Netflix anime.
They're definitely not. That was out like 12 years before it came to Netflix.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Kuroko, I don't know. I don't be, Kuroko. I just be just watching them. Yeah. What?
Kuroko.
Kuroko.
The only freaking technical Netflix anime I watch is JoJo. That's about it.
I've not even gotten into it.
You need to.
I'm 4 episodes in and I'm really enjoying it right now. I really am.
Oh, no, underrated. That should be watched. On the Blue Lock, that I think that's probably one that a lot of more people should be getting into.
I don't know if it's underrated because Japan literally designed themselves after Blue Lock for the World Cup.
Yeah, but that's Japan. I'm talking about the people here.
Shout out to the homie Alex Holm, by the way.
Andrew Breedlove,
absolutely.
What about you, Chip? Mine would be, we had this conversation in the car on the way to Atlanta, Ranma and a Half. It's kind of the anime that got me into anime, and I don't feel like it gets the love that it deserves. It's definitely overshadowed. Like, I've gone back and tried to watch it and haven't been able to get, like, into it again the way that I remember being into it, but I definitely don't think it gets the love that it deserves.
Actually, I've got another answer too. I want to see Hamtaro. Really love the fuck out of Hamtaro when I was little.
Well, that kind of leads me to ask this question, and I'll leave it open to discussion. Do you think the younger generation is like having a harder time getting into the older anime and they only want the newer stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that the answer is yes, but in the same way that like me trying to watch a, you know, a black and white silent movie, like I can't get into that, but I can get into a movie that came out today for the most part. Like, you know, it's just that generational gap. Like,
I don't know where Charlie Chaplin be slapping.
Really, the only black and white that I really watched was Three Stooges.
Three Stooges, yep.
Yeah, but Three Stooges wasn't a silent movie either.
Yeah, he's talking about silent film. Well, that's why I said Charlie Chaplin.
I know, you know, the silent film, I'm not really all with it either.
Because we're talking about black and white, I Love Lucy's up there too.
Yeah, what about you, Roy?
I do think that it's harder to get into, but they're almost like different animals. I mean, like, you have episodes of like Demon Slayer that studios are spending more on than they probably spent on like the whole series for Yu Yu Hakusho.
Facts.
So yeah, the animation is just crazy. So I think the younger generation doesn't want to get into like the older graphics, even though, like, in my opinion, and this is also probably an unpopular opinion, I think that dubs were better, like when Funimation first started and like we had like Yu Yu Hakusho and Trigun and stuff.
Yep.
Then like the ones now, like most of the new stuff I watch subs. I have nothing against you if you watch it dubbed, but I just don't good.
So yeah, I am in opinion, like, it really is a perfect thing, because I'll watch an anime sub, but I also watch it dubbed, just depending on what I'm doing. If like I'm working on something like right now, like if I'm working on a video or something, I'd have an anime on it or dub. But when I have free time, I watch it dubbed, and I'll rewatch the episode just to compare them. But I mean, to me, it doesn't really matter. I really feel like it's such a dumb for some people to like just be like, oh, you should only watch it a sub, or be like people to say, oh, you should only watch it a dub. It's a preference.
Yeah,
because I'm too lazy to read sometimes.
Yeah, because I feel like, because I mean, most of the time the subtitles are on the bottom of the screen and you spend more time looking at the subtitles instead of watching what's going on, you know, in front of you. And I get it that some people can do it, some people can't, but you know, for me, it's like just dubbed as me. And also a lot of it has to do with, you know, obviously the language barrier, etc. Yeah, you have the subtitles telling you what they're saying, obvious, but you know, over here, it's like, you know, if I'm watching a show, I want to actually watch it as if like it happening here, I guess would be the best way to describe it. You know, like, I mean, that's like people who like, and I'm trying to compare it to like a movie, you know, like, I mean, there've been plenty of movies that have come out that weren't English speaking movies that, you know, got, you know, reviews and stuff like that. And people actually could, like, I think Passion of the Christ was spoken all in Hebrew, the original Hebrew language. You know, there was like, if you ever seen the original Les Miserables, it was all French. You know, and the old subtitles, you know. So, and like what you say, I guess it is a preference more than anything. Like, I enjoy when it's dubbed, honestly, because it's just, it helps me to understand it a little bit easier, obviously. But then there's some, like Pluto TV has the Anime All Day channel. Everything on there, for the most part, is sub. You know, it's very rare you'll find one that's not. You know, but that's just,
and if I can like just take back a little bit of what I said, I think that my problem is if I start something in sub and then switch to dub, I think that just sometimes like the voices they choose for it, I just can't like
connect.
Picture. Like, for example, the most popular example would be like Naruto. Like, Molly Flanagan's a really good voice actor, but Naruto's voice in English just does not match Naruto.
Yeah, but I think
I could definitely understand that.
Yeah, I think Vic Mignogna said it best. When we did the panel for him at MetrothonCon, he said that, you know, a lot of the bigger Japanese shows, they want a voice actor that kind of sounds similar to the voice of the original character from the Japanese version, you know, and they play a major part in it. So yeah, a lot of times it's like, especially like the big shows, like the Full Metal Alchemist, the Naruto, One Piece, you know, different shows like that, you kind of want them to sound similar in a sense, because you still want that somewhat authentic voice. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go back to this real quick. Your nose.
The allergies are kicking up because of stupid rain.
Yo,
tell me about it. Hell?
You getting attacked by your cat?
You getting attacked by your cat?
No, something flying in here like a fucking moth or something.
Oh, that big scary moth there.
How come every single time you get on a video with us, you're getting attacked by wildlife? I don't
understand it.
Does the animal kingdom hate you, Loxo?
Man, I think so. I don't do bugs. She's chasing something. Because she's chasing something. I don't know what she's chasing.
A ghost.
Yeah, I wish. She'd just be trying to tear up the house. I wish it was a damn ghost. I don't know what'd be wrong with these cats. And there's only one cat. She's crazy.
You got a pet cemetery close to you?
No.
But
hey, this Clover movie's pretty dope. That's what I've been watching the whole time.
Roy, do you have any big events coming up that people should know about to try to get there as soon as possible?
Yeah, we've got a Harry Potter trivia this Friday, June 23rd at 7. Improv Chattanooga is coming out the Friday after that to do a show.
There you go, Tom.
We have a Nickelodeon trivia on the 1st of July. And then my biggest event that I'm planning is in Japan. They do One Piece Day on July 22nd. And I'm trying to, like, get so much stuff going on over here that it's almost like a mini con for it. So
that'd be pretty cool.
That would okay. be awesome. Now, you said you have Nickelodeon trivia coming up?
Yeah, on July 1st.
Who's hosting Nickelodeon trivia?
Nickelodeon trivia, my friends Emma and Justin are doing it. I told them to come up with like a trivia hosting name, but they haven't gotten back to me yet, so.
Okay, and then the Harry Potter trivia, that's hosted by Farley Con, correct?
That is hosted by Farley Con.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Rocky Spurlock.
You're writing it all down.
Yes. Yes, that's what I was doing. That way we can put it in the show note.
Yes.
Yeah, so well.
Gonna have it in a memory bank.
Go ahead, Rory.
Sorry. I'm trying to get eventually to where I'm doing something here at the shop every Friday and Saturday. This June has been the first month that I was able to book every Friday before the month started.
That's awesome.
So hoping to be able to do the same for July and get some Saturdays going too.
Yeah. Well, in July, I know some people that are going to be like live podcasting from Plus Ultra again. I don't know if you know who that is or not. I'm, saying.
We should do a karaoke night one of those days.
July Sunday, July 16th, Movement Radio will be in the house live podcasting, and Saturday, July 29th as well. We'll more than likely be podcasting, but may try to hit karaoke up that night as well. We're thinking of some different ideas to do while we're in the house as well.
Maybe we can also host an anime trivia night.
I mean, I would be game.
Awesome. Damn for it.
Also, if y'all wanted to do like a panel for the One Piece Day, either like a beginner One Piece panel or like a One Piece hot or something like that, I'd be game for that.
I am anime's hottest take, so. People don't like my opinions when I point out flaws.
Definitely game for that. You said that was July 22nd, right?
Yes. Yeah, so far for that day, I've got a professional artist that's going to do an art class. I'm going to do a One Piece trivia. I might do two One Piece trivias, one like pre-time skip to avoid spoilers and one that's manga current, depending on who I can get on board for it. I'll either play One Piece Stampede or One Piece Red on the TV. I have a showing for it. And then I'm talking to the mall coordinator this Thursday about seeing if I could use that foyer next to my shop. And if that's the case, I might bring in some like local vendors and stuff.
Awesome.
That'd be
awesome, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Mark us down for that day. We will come up with something to do, but mark us down.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
So, all right, Roy, for everybody that wants to follow Plus Ultra Coffee and come get some coffee, where can they find you?
They can find me in the back of Bradley Square Mall in the parking lot next to AMC Theater. I've got a 14-foot feathered flag that says coffee on it in front of my patio. I'm open Wednesday through Sunday, 12 to 9 on Wednesday through Saturday, and 12 to 6 on Sundays. Events every Friday.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Also, if you are in the area and you go to the AMC theater there to get or to watch a movie, when you leave the theater, hop on over to Plus Ultra, take your movie ticket, and you get a discount, correct, Roy?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. You get a 10% off. And
10%
then,
off.
And I've got punch cards, too. They're pretty good punch cards because lots of places will do like you get to punch it once per visit. But I punch it once per drink, and every 7 drinks you buy, you get the 8th one free.
He sure does. Maybe it'll show.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Show the card. We unblur.
Oh, let me get my. Hold on. Yeah, you're blurry. Hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he almost filled one up in one trip.
one trip.
He did.
Yep. I don't have. Mine's in my wallet downstairs, but
Pause the video and scan the QR code, by the way. Hang on, Jess.
I mean, mine was on there, so they could be doing it.
Yep.
And then another cool thing about this mall is, I don't know if everybody already knows, but, like, it's almost kind of turning into, like, a little mini nerdum. Like, there's an arcade in here, and Dicehead Comics is in here. They do a bunch of, like, tabletop RPG and stuff. There's a vintage toy shop in here. So, I think that that's kind of the way that they're leaning as they bring in more people, which I think that that's kind of like where malls are leaning across the board, is switching more to like entertainment than retail.
As they should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Absolutely. All right, Roy, we greatly appreciate you joining us tonight. We'll get you back on to do some more anime talk for sure later. And then, as always, you know, if you're, when we're in the house, if we're having a conversation, you want to jump in, feel free to jump on in and join the conversation. Have a lot of fun.
Wait, oh, I did have a question I wanted to ask y'all.
Oh, yes.
I have customers like come in while y'all are shooting. It's perfectly fine for them to hop in too, right? Like,
for sure. Time. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll love it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
yes. We love all the interaction we can get.
Exactly. Right. And they can jump in, be a part of it, be a part of the podcast, be a part of the video, and then they can take the video and then share it with their friends and say, hey, look at this cool podcast I was just on. And then domino effect, you know, helping each other out.
For sure. We always have a fourth mic with us that's plugged up. All you got to do is jump into the seat, turn the mic on, and, you know, state your name and opinion.
Yep.
And if it's bad, you're
going to I'm going to bring my own mic.
You can. It's fine. Speak to yourself.
That's right.
Well.
Might have to ASMR in here.
We gotta teach Loso microphone etiquette.
Yeah.
Right.
This man be touching the microphone too much.
He got the mic all close to his face. It's like, this is the Quiet Storm from Power 94.
Macy's got a mic. I'm just running off of my computer's audio. So
that's fine.
Hey, I've been there, man. I've been there, done that. I understand.
Yeah, I just got a mic not too long ago. So
so when I opened this, I was originally had a business partner, super extroverted, great at talking. He saw how much it went into starting a business and dipped out. So I'm kind of learning how to like overcome the not wanting to talk and do more and more stuff like this.
I will say you've done a tremendous job. And it may just be because you are super into anime like us, but I don't know. Yeah, I think you've done really well this evening.
Yeah, I think absolutely. It was something that you're comfortable talking with. Like most people, you're going to be able to talk about it. Now, we started talking like some weird, like logistical, political stuff. Maybe not.
Nah.
Right.
But thankfully, we don't do that kind of talk anyway.
No.
That's good. Nah. I was going to say, I have a business. I have no political opinions.
We're exactly. A business too. We have no political opinion either.
Right. Hey, Republicans buy Jordans too, right?
What?
I
have no idea what exactly. You just said.
You're robotic.
Oh, did my audio cut out?
Yep.
I said Republicans buy Jordans too, right?
Yeah, they don't want to be reselling us now, I guess.
I guess yeah. So, you know. All right. But that being said, Roy, thank you so much for being on here tonight with us, man. If you want to just hang out for just 1 second while we pay some bills real quick, thank you guys so much for tuning into tonight's episode. We hope you guys enjoy the anime talk. If you guys have any opinions you'd like to share with us about anime, just leave it in the comments down below. Let us know some of your takes. Let us know what some anime maybe upset you, disappointed you, you know, some of the best, who you think, who could really beat Goku. Let us know in the comments down below. Anything you guys want to say before we bounce out here tonight?
As always, check out movementradio.us. That is your one-stop shop for all things Movement Radio.
What you got to say, Raj?
As always, thank you for watching the video. Hit that like button, subscribe, of course, share with your friends, give us your anime opinions, like Talon said earlier. Just let us know and come on and down and join us at Plus Ultra and just go on your own, you know, just feel the place out, enjoy it. He's got a lot of great stuff. We did put a video up of our last trip, so just watch that.
Absolutely. And Loso, thank you for joining us tonight, man.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm glad to see you again. Yeah. Even though your damn Jets got Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to talk about that right now.
Oh man,
it's still a fail.
Listen, playoffs. Playoffs.
Still a fail. No, please. I'm not gonna do that right now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. Again, we appreciate it. And shout out to all of our sponsors. Of course, since we are talking anime, I got to send a shout out to the OG themselves, gearanime.com. Check out gearanime.com/movementradio. Use promo code MOVERADIO at checkout, and you will receive free shipping here in the United States. Also, shout out to the other sponsors we got, audibletrial.com/movementradio, ZooLily, W.GG, GetResponse, Elementor, Just Cash Clothing, and Entertainment Earth. Thank you to all of our friends and family that's been down with us since day one. You know who you are. We thank you for the love and support. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight, and we'll catch you next time. Hit it with the outro.
Please do not leave without leaving a like, comment, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform and right here on YouTube.
Make sure you check us out on all of our social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe. Click that bell to get notified of our latest videos. Streamlabs.com/movementradio/merch. Go copy some merch. And also, once again, movementradio.us, your one-stop shop for all things Movement Radio.
I am Chip Hazard.
I'm Talon Williams.
I'm Roger Ciro.
And this is Movement Radio.